We're going to study from the Sfaseres on Pesach, Shnas Tov, Reish Samach. And in these editions of the Sfaseres, page 273 on the right hand side, the Inyan Matzah, which the Zayar HaKadosh calls Mechla Da'asvasa. Mechla Da'asvasa means food that's medicine. Matzah is food that's medicine. Medicine for the entire Jewish being. Medicine for the Jewish soul. You don't want to use the expression soul food. It's pet. It's medicine. And that's because, as the Medrash says in the Zohar Kaddish, you have a muscle of a tender, weak child, very weak, vulnerable, and someone advises the father as follows. This food, and only this food, is what your child needs. Have him eat this, and only this. All other foods, get them out of the house. So your child will only eat this food for a good period of time. And then, sure enough, child eats only of that food and becomes well and strong. And then, doctor says, now you can have him eat whatever he wants. That's matzah. At Eirom ve'Erlia, we read in the Haggadah, Pasuk from Yechezkel. Jewish people were lacking in yesodos, in any basic foundations of emunah. And therefore, we were very tender and very vulnerable. So, HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you're going to eat matzah and only matzah, and no chametz. But then after you do that, and then of course that same thing applies for us each year, after you do that, then it will be okay to have all kinds of food. Because we will already have taken in the right measure of this very strengthening, medicinal kind of diet. So, why specifically this mitzvah of eating? Sfaseres explains as follows. Dehine. Al yedei chet harishin ma'achilas eitz hadas. Because of Adam and Chava eating from the eitz hadas toiv v'ra, nis'arev ta'aruvos toiv v'ra b'chol hadvarim. The world changed. The world changed. Everything changed. The substance of all things have now, and ever since achilas eitz hadas, the possibility of terrible corruption, even in the nefesh Ha'adam was introduced a klipa so that the holy nefesh is surrounded by the potential ever for ever, gid for gid. Every one of Shisagidim and Ramach Evarim is capable of being sustained by Kedusha, by doing mitzvahs. Because by doing mitzvahs with a particular part of the body, each part of the body corresponding to one part of the nefesh, that part of the nefesh that's involved in that part of the body is now going to fight back and displace the ra, which is side by side, and even more so, enveloping every aspect of our being with the potential of doing the wrong thing. And this is what he's referring to when he refers to Chaim Vital in the Shara Kedusha. Began the nefesh ha'adam. The nefesh ha'adam was corrupted. We're familiar with the fact that the Nachash injected zoyama, a poison as if it were, to say a venom. That's why the idea of Nachash is so important, because it's got a venom that it imparted to Chava, to Adam, and then for all of us forever, there is this challenge, about Kerchay Tzarech Adam Letakein HaChelek Shenitbak Boy Mei Taruvus Hazeh. There is a Taruvus in all of us. And when we do a mitzvah, Rav Chaim Vital explains, we do a mitzvah with a part of the body, and that part of the body corresponds to an aspect of our nefesh. And now that aspect of our nefesh is freed from that terrible negative side, that terrible evil that had become a part of us with the Achilles Eitz Hadas. K'mashkos b'sefer shar kedusha l'Rav Chaim Vital zah. Ayin shah. The words there, you can just listen for a moment, toward the end of Shar Aleph in Rav Chaim Vital's words. V'lechein tzorech ha'odem l'chapeis b'chol kolchi l'kaim kol tarig mitzvahs. Kasha yikaim eizem mitzvah sasei, when we do a mitzvah sasei, whichever mitzvah it is, yechavim, we have kavono, l'hosir, to remove, meha'eber ha'prati, shal mafshoi, ha'misyacheis el ha'mitzvah ha'hi, whichever part of the body it is, maybe it's something we're looking at, maybe you look at the levon, and he's saying the brach, as an example, yeah? Barimarej, using your mouth to say to bench, using your hands to shake a lulav, and then achilas matzah, using the mouth and using our lulav to eat, we mekayim that mitzvah. So there's a corresponding part of us, spiritually, a corresponding part of the nefesh that corresponds to that part of the body, and by doing the mitzvah, we should be mechavim lahosir, mei ha'eber ha'prati shel napshoi, ha'misachet el ha'mitzvah ha'hi, zoi ha'mas ha'klipa ha'hi. That negative part, that negative potential, that's been in us ever since the achila from Eitz Hadas. Va'azai tochel olov, eber ha'mitzvah ha'kdusha ha'hi, achar ha'tzim. After historic hazoyma, after that zoyma is removed. That's the idea of being mevarer toiv from ra. That's our job. Our job is to do mitzvahs. Every time we do a mitzvah, that part of the body has now been sanctified instead of b'mkom some other very negative aspect which left alone, that's to what we would devolve. Because there's a koyach, hanefesh, that's good, but there's an equal, corresponding zelu mazel osur likim, koyach hanefesh, that's very bad. And when we do a mitzvah, we're now doing something for that nefesh, and that means with an aver that corresponds to that aspect of our nefesh, and it's being mivarer, meaning taking out and showing and separating all the good, not just potentially, but in actuality, from the bad.
That suggests that the
Beidin
is intrinsically bad.
And
the
nefesh was. Kiyetzer leva adam ra
minu ra. Indeed. Why do we need to face doing shekula twice every year? Right now it's pure. How has God got bad again?
Because there's a constant process. Not that we got bad.
No, I mean...
Kol zman that a person is alive, the potential of every nefesh, an aspect of the nefesh for good and for not good continues to exist. And there are mitzvahs that Kadosh Baruch Hu says at particular times, where at this time, the way for you to bring out the good in that aspect of your nefesh is to do this particular physical mitzvah, or spoken mitzvah, or verbal, or eaten mitzvah. It's interesting that Pesach is that time when we all have a mitzvah to eat. Think about the Torah, and you'll realize Kohanim would eat kashrim. When else is there a mitzvah, d'oraisa, to eat a particular food, or any food for that matter? Mm-hmm. I understand, to prepare for Yom Kippur, it's a mitzvah so that you're able to fast in Yom Kippur. So therefore you have to eat an Erev Yom Kippur. But aside from a kahanim, partaking of kachin, when is there a mitzvah to eat? Please don't say latkes. I mean, what?
Sukkot.
So you have to, nachanami, you have to live in the sukkah, and living means eating and achinami, and it is a mitzvah. For the specific mitzvahs achila, the particular food. So, this is what the Svastemes is focusing in on.
Rabbi, excuse me, right now it's like take a shower. You've taken a shower, but you will be dirty by next. Right? Because in another case, I understood you for Lucid. When we eating certain things, right now it is my clean substance. Whatever it is.
Yes.
Somehow it will be dirty.
Yeah, because you're going to be hungry again soon. And when you're becoming hungry,
now you can do it.
Let's not put it down to such base terms, but the potential to satisfy hunger can be, I am satisfying it because I want to enjoy satisfying hunger and enjoy the taste of the food. I can indulge, or I can do it with the intentions of holiness to serve HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and then I do it with so many different mitzvahs. Look at Achila. Achila is the prime example. How do we take the terrible avera of eating that Adam and Chava did? They ate from Eitz Hadas, Tovara. What do? We eat. But when we eat, if it's meat, we have to first do a zvicha, a shkita kalach. And then we have to do melicha to prepare it so the dam is removed. And then we have to make sure that it's not chalila with milk. And then there's a bracha to be made. And then certainly with the raisa, a bracha to be made if we wash afterwards Rechasan Mazak. So, and then, if you're taking bread as an example, obviously, here in Eretz Yisrael, all the mitzvahs are tluyas v'aretz. Because what we're taking food into our mouths is taking something that is so potentially, and in the case of Adam Machava, corrupted, and now sparing it from any of that evil, and using our potential, our hands, our feet, our mouths, our stomach, all of our human traits, to bring out the kedusha of the nefesh that's attached to kedusha, particular evarim, used correctly. Let's continue. What is it that makes chametz? You put in an ingredient that makes it rise. You put in an ingredient that changes it and makes it better and makes it more delectable and makes it more desirable. That's Sa'or Shebe'isa, meaning that represents the fact that after Chet Eitz Hadas, there is in everything an ingredient that causes possibilities of terrible things to be done that are actually enveloping and holding back all the wonderful things that could be done. And that's where all goals comes from, having us not save our own nefeshos by doing only the good things and only actualizing the good parts of the nefesh and not the negative parts. You always find these two together. And Shibud Malchus, Ritzenenu Lasser, Ritzenenu, we tell HaKadosh Baruch, we want to do exactly what you want us to do. But it's so problematic because we show Sa'ar Shebe'isa, which is the Eitz HaHara. And then what comes along with it, Shibud Malchus. It's interesting. These two come together in a very, very interesting and important way because Sa'ar Shebe'isa comes from within us. That's the corrupting factor within us. But then there are those negative and corrupting forces from without, outside of us. That's Shibud Malchus. They always come together. V'lachem, kol hashana oichlin chametz u'matzah. All year, our mitzvah is to eat regular food, chametz u'matzah. And we say as much in the Manashtana. Shetzichim gam ken lechol hachametz. We should be eating all kinds of food. But, be mafishchal, and take tshuva u'maaseh, and say a bracha, and berachas hamazon. Why? Levarer zois hatarubis. To bring out and make good again food and everything connected to food and all the efforts to bring out food, they're all kadosh when they're done with mitzvahs and brachos, and that's the intention of HaKadosh Baruch Hu giving us all those mitzvahs connected with just simply a piece of bread. Kedisim in Medrash Bereishis is a famous medrash looking at the pasuk of Adam and Chava. What did they say? HaKadosh Baruch Hu takes them to task. And man says, "Vayimer Adam, Ha'isha Hashem asata imadi, he nasna li min ha'etz va'ochel." What does va'ochel mean? What does va'ochel mean? It means, "And I am eating." It does not mean, "And I ate." She didn't say va'ochelti. I'm going to continue to eat. That's right. That's exactly what she's saying. Like, I mean, what do you think she's looking at God and saying, "You know, it tastes good, so now I'm just going to continue." Really? And then next pasuk, Adam says, she gave it to me, va'ochel, I'm going to continue to eat. Va'yemer Hashem Elokim la'isha. Next pasuk, because Baruch Hu says, v'chava. Ma zois osis, v'tamer isha, hanochosh hishiani, he tricked me into it, va'ochel. And I am eating. So the Medrash says, yeah, why? Because, yes, that's what we will continue to do. We will continue to eat, and we'll continue to want to eat, and our job will be to do these things, such as bringing out food and eating food, but to do it l'shem shemayim, to do it with mitzvahs, that will be continuously done in order to redeem man from this terrible avera of achilas eitz hadas. That's what the Sfas Emes is referring to. G'dis b'medrash b'reshit, hanocha shishiyani v'ochel, meaning the ochel owed, and I will yet eat. I will yet continue to eat. I am shah. Shehevina, she understood, and Adam understood. Shekvarnase zeh hataruvus. It's done. Forever changed. We will always have within us these desires, these passions, and the potential to do terrible things instead of wonderful things. And there's an aspect to every nefesh that is good and a terrible possibility not. And to be mevarer by doing mitzvahs means that that koyach hanefesh that's good and pure and holy should be brought out and vanquished and remove that aspect of the nefesh that became corrupted ever since eating from the eitz. Shetzrichim la'olam la'achol hachomet levarer hata'aruv. Kedushas Levi Pashas Noach similarly says, quote, "Bezer she'oichel oid al yedei mitzvahs yitukan mashe pegamti." That's what the Medrash means. That's what Adam and Chava understood they will forever have to do. And that's why they said, "V'ochev." And I must now continue to eat. But it must be with the tikkun, to the terrible pgam of having done so selfishly and against your will, and now it'll have to be in accordance with Hashem's will, and in accordance with me. That's all year round. Let's get back now to Pesach. Avol lefi sha'ah. Lefi sha'ah, in that holy moment of Yetzias Mitzrayim, that was the birth of our people, and the tender nation Am Yisrael needs something that's very special. And as the Medrash said, like a child that's not yet able to consume and can't subsist on a regular diet and needs something special to give this child a boost in life for its first few weeks or months. Aval lefisha also lanu HaKadosh Baruch Hu nes b'Mitzrayim shlo hispik habatzek lahachmitz. HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted it to be this way, that the changes that usually take place, because change here, an introduction of yeast, represents the injection of all of the possibilities of Ra that infect everything and infect within us our very nefashos ever since Adam and Chava ate from the Eitz Hadas, because Baruch Hu said, I'm going to give you something that's pure. I'm going to give you something like the way you were before that Chet, you will be again, and you will have something to eat that has that holiness and purity and no ta'arubas and nothing in it that's bad. And hence, this is the one food that has a mitzvah attached to it, because it's the food that has only kedusha and purity and no possibilities of negative effect. Ubitel zeha taruvas. The taruvas, that is, the terrible ra and tov, tov and ra, all mixed together, which is forever the challenge ever since they ate from Eitz Hadas. That ta'aruvas, that mixture, is gone. In matzah, matzah is pure. V'hachilanu ha-matzah shehu pashut, b'li hishtanus. It's pure, and doesn't change. And that's the whole point of not letting it rise, not letting it change. Because what does change represent? Change represents, yeah, you have food, and you can do wonderful and holy things with it. You have a nefesh that's wonderful and holy, but because of Eitz Hadas, a terrible negative ingredient invaded. A terrible negative ingredient is also then in every human nefesh. And a terrible potential for lust and eating for all the wrong reasons is attached to every food, but not matzah. Hechilanu ha-matzah shehu pashut v'li hishtanus, v'ha-chometz nishtanu. That's what chometz is. It changes, it rises. Ki ha-shefa ha-bo'o m'mala mishtana achakach midarga l'darga. The holiness that comes from a Kodesh Baruch Hu. I mean, every morsel of food is provided to us by a Kodesh Baruch Hu. How can it be that there's something wrong with it? The answer is that it starts out in Achinami. The beneficence that comes from Shemai, when it's in its most spiritual form, it's only Kodesh. But as it comes down to earth, and as it comes into a physical shape and form, it comes lower and lower. It goes midarga ladarga, lower and lower, adshemis arevataruvis, until it finally does have negative possibilities attached to it. Vinishtana halayla hazeh, vikol halaylos. This night is different from all other nights. There is no other night of the year where Am Yisrael is ra'ui, or taken by a Kadosh Baruch Hu, to a madrega, to a place, and to have a schus of partaking of something that has only kedusha attached to it, and has no mitzvah. Well, I want you to be mevarer of the toiv. You bring out the toiv from the ra. You make the bracha that brings out the toiv. You do the mitzvah that brings out the toiv. That's your challenge. There's no other point where Kadosh Baruch Hu feeds us and says, here's food from Gan Eden before the chet. But this is what Kadosh Baruch Hu does, because he loves us and he wants us to be fortified, and he wants us to be able to meet the challenges of how to digest food all the rest of the year. How to meet the challenge of food is a very big Yetzer Hara, and it represents the whole idea of satisfying ourselves and doing so because it tastes good, because it's geschmack physically, not so much spiritually, and it doesn't just sustain me so that I can serve him, but it has its own value. No. Matzah represents the fact that Klal Yisrael is bigger than that. And we're so big, we're going to learn how it's possible to be fed something that has none of that taruvus of Ra in it. And that's what we will subsist on. And that's what they ate. It's interesting. Rav Shlomo Mirodomsky, in Tiferes Shlomo, he says, everybody knows that the matzah tasted a little bit like the man. When the Torah tells us how many years we ate man, we realize then the cheshbon of how many years we ate month, included in that cheshbon, is the month during which we ate matzah, from what we had taken from Israel. So what does one have to do with the other? Oh, because matzah tasted like the man. And what does that mean? What was man? Man was a perfect food. What does it mean it was a perfect food? There was no psoas. There was nothing that the body would have to take out and throw away. Meaning, it was purely holy ingestion. When we say matzah tasted like man, the point is, and matzah counts as if we were eating man, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu was saying, I'm going to give you something that will teach you that it's possible, and you should be acquainted with, and you should reach up to, and look up to, and aspire to having such kedusha that your entire ingestion and your eating is entirely holy, without any impurity in the ingredients, and more importantly, without any impurity in what drives you, what drives your nefesh as you eat. Ava pi shalayla. Who has man sheyesh by terubis? He says it's such an interesting thing. When is the mitzvah to eat matzah? Specifically at night. Because what is night called? Erev. Why is it the evening called? Why is it that the evening is called Erev? Because Erev, like terubis, means that it's a time, not just of a juncture, but of a mixture of dark and light. It's that time when there's usually terubis. It's the terubis of teshuk and or of Laila and Yoin, Chalza and Nikru Erev. That's why it's called Erev. Mikol Makom. But Erev, specifically in the Erev, which represents the fact that the challenge will always be Tov and Ra. You've got to separate them. You've got to fight the Yetzer Hara. You've got to find a way to do only the good and not the bad in all parts of your nefesh, with all of your Ivarim, every day, in all different times of the day, in all different times of the year, depending on what the mitzvahs that are possible, or a various chalila that might be done. No, 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 make that war, do that battle. But Erev, Toif L'matzah. That's the contrast that the Kosher Baruch was trying to say. That matzah is going to be this great food, this medicinal food, that literally has only Kedusha attached to it and to the eating of it, like that madrega that Adam and Chava were on before the Chet of the Eitz Hadar. And this is every year. The Chain Hishir Lanu Zechen Miyitzias Mitzrayim B'chol Leil Pesach. Every Leil Pesach, we once again are at a time when HaKadosh Baruch Hu says, you are now my children, and you are my children anew. And because of that, I'm giving you this special opportunity to partake of this food that will give you a strength, and that will give you support, and encourage you in this that you have to be a holy people. Let me give you this holy food, this food that will cause you to understand and believe that you must and you can be the ones to do even eating. But